A warm welcome, everyone, to Amazing You. I am your host, Rani Thanakodi. I am a hypnotherapist and also a Mars-Venus life and relationship coach and astrologer. I help women and men who feel stuck in their lives to overcome their emotional and physical issues by using a rapid and innovative hypnotherapy method to get rid of those issues so that they live a fulfilling life and relationships without spending years in therapy. Hi everyone. I want to talk to you today about taking the first step. Wherever you are in your life journey at this time, in order to achieve the things that you want, it is very important to take the first step. So many people have big dreams in their hearts, but they never get to achieve them, and they take them to the graveyard. If you want to find the place where most dreams are buried, it is in the graveyard. I am here to ask you to take that first step to make your dreams a reality. So the question that you will ask me is how to make it a reality. The answer is in three steps. Number one, it is about doing something small each day. Lao Tzu said the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. Very often, the first step is by doing something really small, consistently each day that will get you to your dreams no matter what your age is. All great inventions started with something really small. Let's take a few examples. I'm sure you have all heard of Jeff Bezos. He is the CEO and founder of internet giant Amazon.com. In his youth, he used to love computer and later went to study computer science at Princeton University. And then he started selling secondhand books online in 1994 in his parents' garage in Seattle in the US. And today, Amazon is the world's biggest online retailer that has taken over the world, selling all sorts of stuff. Let me give you another example. You all have heard of Colonel Sanders. He is the founder of KFC. In his 60s, after he retired from the army, he started selling fried chicken at his roadside restaurant in Corbin, in Kentucky, during the Great Depression. And it is now the second largest restaurant chain after McDonald's. The second thing that you need to do in order to move towards your dreams is to be determined to keep moving forward despite the challenges. You have to become a no matter what person. You have to bet on yourself and do not stop until you reach your dreams or your goals. In the 1960s, President John F. Kennedy had a conversation with Dr. Von Braun, who was in charge of the NASA. And he asked Dr. Von Braun, what would it take a rocket to carry a person to the moon? And Dr. Von Braun replied to him, the will to do it. And soon after, a person landed on the moon. When you have the will, it keeps you focused and it will keep you on track. So start to activate your willpower. because it is inside of each of you. And in order to activate your willpower, the third thing you have to do is to start to take massive action towards achieving your dreams. And Tony Robbins said, the path to success is to take massive, determined action. I was attending an online live interview recently with Anupam Kher. He is a very famous Indian actor. And he said he started with nothing, but he always knew in his heart that he wanted to become an actor. So in his early 20s, he left his small town called Simla in the north of India to move to Mumbai. And for the first 27 days, he slept on railway platforms. And people told him that he would never become an actor because he didn't have the personality, because he was slim and he was bald. But he kept moving forward, believing in his dream of becoming an actor. His first movie was at the age of 28. He is today very well known in the Indian film industry. And he has also appeared in American movies with Robert De Niro. And he's also a motivational speaker and author. So if you are not willing to look like a foolish beginner, you will never become a graceful master, as said by Bruce Lee. So I want to share with you something that that comes to my mind when I wanted to do my PhD. I applied continuously to so many universities because I wanted to get a scholarship. I have applied to so many universities in Canada, in Australia, and having written so many applications to all these universities, I started knowing all the provinces, all the states in those two countries. My geography has expanded a lot throughout that process. And people around me at that time were telling me that I was wasting my time on applying, on writing so many applications. But I kept applying, and you won't believe it, I got the scholarship. I always remember what my dad used to tell me. When there is a will, there is a way. And I always believe in that. And whenever I got tired applying to these universities, I would take a break for a few days, but I would never quit applying. And then I would start again. I was the first person from my country to get a scholarship from that university. And everybody was so surprised that I got it. I was not, because I knew how much effort and determination I put to getting it. So today I am not telling this to you to brag about myself, but I want to show you that you also have that determination like I have to achieve your dreams, and that you can do it too. So do not let people, situations, or challenges that come your way stop you. No. They will come, believe me. They will come, but you have to keep looking forward and to keep moving. Most people give up when they face the first few challenges. But I want to share this quote of Dr. Wayne Dyer. He said, each problem is an opportunity in disguise. So you need to persist to achieve your goals and your dreams. I was reading a book and they were talking about a study that was done among people who were about to pass away. And these people were asked about what was their biggest regret. And the study found out that Most of these people did not live the life that they wanted to live. So they never achieve the dreams that they wanted to achieve. So my question today is, have you done the things that you wanted today to do in your life? And if not, what is stopping you? You cannot sit around or lie on the couch watching TV and Netflix or playing video games and waiting for the right people, the right opportunities or circumstances to come. Because believe me, they will never come until you yourself give yourself that opportunity by taking that first step. Start betting on you. You have to move and start doing the things that will get you to achieve that dream. So what are you waiting for today to take that first step? And like Zig Ziglar said, you do not have to be great to start, but you have to start to be great. You are here, each one of you listening, watching. You are here to live a successful and an abundant life. You are the creator of your story and your life. You are the child of the Creator, and you have everything within you to achieve your dreams. So I would encourage you today, take that first step forward to achieve your dreams. You can do it, and you can do it from now. Thank you.